There's some Portuguese fado music to kick off today's Beyond Beyond from Custódio Castelo. You're tuned to the Beyond Beyond show. I'm Luke, and I'm here with a band from Austin. And we're so happy to have the Deer joining us. Joining us right now are, let me get your names here, Grace Park. Hi, Grace.
Hi, Luke.
Welcome to Katie and Kay. I'm so happy you made it.
Thank you for having us.
You're so welcome. Alan Eckert is here, too. He's the drummer. Hi, Alan.
Hello, Luke. Thanks for having us.
You betcha. And the bass player, we have Jesse Dalton. Hi, Jesse.
Oh, I'm so stoked to be here.
Oh, I'm happy that you're here, too. Believe me. Noah Jeffries on the, well, on the mando this time around. Hi, Noah.
I've got the fiddle today.
Oh, you got the fiddle today. That's right. That's cool. Multi-talented. I think all of the band members are. And then on guitar, we have Michael McLeod. Hello,
How
Michael.
Do you do? Thank you.
So all the way from Austin, but not your first time to Carbondale, I understand.
No. We played Steve's Guitars back in June, and we're playing there again tonight.
I imagine you like listening rooms as opposed to bars.
You bet.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a lot of lyrics, and we find people appreciate it more when they can hear them all.
You know, I visited your website, which is thedeer.org, and I'm so happy that you had the lyrics on there, because that's when my, I think that's when my admiration for what you do really snapped into place, because it's the lyrics that I think tie everything together that you do, and because they're so elliptical and cryptic and almost psychedelic.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
We work really hard on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it just you, Grace, that is writing the lyrics, or is it all of you?
It used to be just me, but now it's a lot me and Jesse.
Okay.
We write most of the lyrics, and everybody collaborates on the music.
Yeah, really nice little snapshots. It's not a straight up, straightforward ballad form at all. There's not a lot of rhyme, a lot of slant rhyme, internal rhyme. And what you do with these lyrics that are kind of sideways is really amazing.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. How you spin the melodies around the lyrics. Do you spend a lot of time rehearsing that? Or how does that come about? Ooh, that's a big question.
That's a question for Jesse.
It's like looking at a M.C. Escher drawing and trying to make that drawing into an aural sense.
That's exactly right.
Or James Joyce or something that goes into itself. So we'll spend hours just kind of experimenting with different layering of different vocals. And sometimes they sound stupid and we take them out, but it's kind of a trial and error process.
Well, some of those lines are pretty funny. There was one, I remember one line, something about destroying a million brain cells or something. I had to laugh when I heard that one. But a lot of what you're doing, I think, harkens back to ancient Celtic music. Am I just making that up when I imagine things when I hear your music?
Well, I grew up on a lot of folk, so that's not too strange. There's a lot of lyrics there from my childhood, and I definitely listen to a lot of Irish folk. My grandparents are from Scotland.
Okay. Yeah, I get that sense. How about that? So you heard Irish ballads growing up?
Just a little bit, not an intense amount, but I always really, really appreciated it.
Huh. How about that? What did you listen to growing up? Where did you grow up? Are you guys from Texas originally, all of you?
For the most part, we're kind of from all over the place. Uh-huh. I was born in Lubbock, but I lived in Albuquerque till I was 10 and have lived in Central Texas ever since then.
Huh. That's the center of your inspiration, I take it, because I see that there's a sustainable and gardening thing to what you're doing.
There really is. Yeah, I live on a farm out in San Marcos, which is a little south of Austin, and our guitar player Michael stays out on a farm there too in the same town, and we kind of it's a cycling theme, because those are the places where we find the most inspiration.
Huh. Yeah. Well, you all have your instruments. I'd love to hear a tune from you.
Oh, you bet.
Thank you. If you're just joining us, the Deer are joining us live in the studios here at KVNK.
We're going to do a tune by Jesse Dalton. It's called Winter to Pry. On harvest moon on an autumn night. I'm watching your shadow pass through my light. I've been broken asunder over the line like the teeth of the harrow. Rested in time, I'm drinking morphine straight from the vial. Though the yearlings are yearning for the winter to find me in my darkness, you in my mind.
That's The Deer live in the studios here at KDNK. The Deer traveling from Austin, Texas to play Steve's guitars tonight. Your new CD, Tempest and Rapture, excuse me. Not so new, actually, about a year old now. How does it feel as a calling card for you and your band?
Oh, it's, you know, now that we've really gotten used to a lot of the songs, we feel really good about it. We put put about a year into making it.
Did you?
All together. And we like to take our time with recordings, and we're really proud of that one. I think it displays both sides of our personalities.
Both, you know? Sides?
Yes.
There's not more than both? There's not more than two?
You know, to simplify it, there's two.
So what are the two sides?
They're just really Cartesians over here.
Beautiful melodic music, but Cartesian nonetheless. Well, now that you've lived with it for a year, are there some songs that kind of surprise you? I mean, now that you've played them a bunch of times, are there some, or did you know, well, surely you knew they were good all along, right?
There's a couple that we only recently started playing live that really brought us a new appreciation for them. And after you spend so long recording songs, I mean, we mix and record our own stuff. Michael McLeod is our engineer, and he's quite gifted at that. And so when we all get to spend a whole lot of time with the music, and we're only just now getting like the last couple of songs under our belt live, and it's been really refreshing.
Oh, how about that? You have a home studio then that you're recording at?
Several home studios.
Nice. Nice. That saves a young band a lot of money.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. We could take our time with it. We did do some tracking in some bigger studios, but most of it was done at our own leisure.
I can't imagine the Deer covering anything. Am I wrong?
We did lots of covers.
Yeah, do you? Like what? Tell me.
I think our signature one would probably be Head Over Heels by Tears for Fears.
Okay.
We do one of our friends' songs. We're about to cover the entire Dummy album by Portishead for a special show in Austin.
How about that?
Yeah.
Portishead, why?
Oh, yeah.
You like those
just because we all can come together over that.
Yeah, there's definitely an undeniable folk aspect to our music in a lot of the songs, but you'll find on the second half of Tempest and Rapture, there's a lot of psych rock influences.
Yes.
Even hip-hop and fusion jazz type influences in there.
Which you'll see at the live show.
Yeah, at the live show you'll see a wide array of genre hopping, but somehow we feel like it's all become cohesive. Over the years of the different influences.
So you guys plug in on stage.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not all acoustic.
It's like, not all acoustic all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we have synths and stuff.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And all kinds of
stuff. Do you loop things and all that kind of stuff?
A little bit on the fiddle.
Sometimes on the fiddle.
Do you? And, well, now that you've been living with this album for a year, what's next for the Deer? Do you have another project in the can or working on it?
Started last night on a new album.
We're sitting on a whole bunch of new material, and we found a serendipitous recording studio that took us in last minute.
Mountain Star
Studio, which we've spent the last couple of days there, and we're going to go back next week tracking all these brand new songs.
Is there no plan B for you guys? Is this it? You guys are all committed to this project? And
oh, yeah, we're in it.
You're in it. Huh.
Yeah, we're about to be on the road for 7 more weeks out of the spring.
7 weeks. That's impressive. Yeah. Huh. How about that? So is this your first attempt to... Did you service this album to community radio? To what, folk stations?
A lot of NPR.
Okay.
A lot of NPR and Sirius. We have a great publicist.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, out of Seattle.
So it's not all DIY. You've got some people working.
Yeah, we have a small machine.
You do.
Moving, and it's ever growing.
Nice. So that frees up you guys to be artistic.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You get to focus on the artistic side. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear another tune.
You bet. Tiffany, generating from the front door to the sea. Open the front door, open the back door, inside I've exchanging waves. Open the front door, open the back door, inside I've exchanging waves. Open the front door, open the back door, inside I've exchanging waves. Open the front door, open the back door, inside out, exchanging waves. Open the front door, open the back door, inside out, exchanging waves. Open the front door, open the back door, inside out, exchanging waves.
Look in the eye, look in the eye.
Cease to be, so be careful what you really cast me back into the sea. Seamlessly I cease to be, so be careful what you really cast me back into the sea. Seamlessly I cease to be, so be careful what you really cast me back into the sea. Seamlessly I cease to be, so be careful what you really cast me back into the sea. Seamlessly I cease to be, so be careful what you really cast me back into the sea. But my front yard's on a weed, and wrongs the gods are waging, we'll be righted unto thee. We'll be righted unto thee, have been righted unto thee, from the front door to the sea.
That's the Deer playing live here at the studios of KDNK and playing tonight at Steve's Guitars. You say you've played there before, so you know the kind of resonance that starts building up in that room.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
You?
Yeah. It was. We were caught by surprise and we just fell in love.
Huh. How about that?
Back.
What's the San Marcos music scene like? Or are you guys mostly based in Austin?
Mostly out of Austin. Yeah. Yeah, the music scene there is thriving. It's wonderful.
I'm sure it is. How about the 20-something music scene? Because you guys obviously must be part of that, because it's different than, everybody thinks of Austin. You know, there's certain artists you think of when you think Austin, but, you know, you're obviously not in that context. So I guess I'm wondering, there must be a ready audience for what you're doing, because it's working well enough for you guys to come to Colorado and know people.
We find our music is pretty accessible, and a lot of people of different kinds like it. It always surprises me to see the age difference, you know.
In fact, we're headed to Winter Wintergrass.
Yeah.
Oh, so is that your first time to Winter Wintergrass?
Yeah, exactly. We did play Camp Out for the Cause, which is run by Scotty, of course.
Yeah.
Just to show that we can appeal to indie rock just as much as like a bluegrass or jam scene.
Oh, well, I think you're the best of both. You have both in there. That's really cool to hear.
Thank you.
Yeah. So have you played outdoors in the wintertime in Colorado before?
I think we're going to be playing inside the tent.
Oh, you are?
Which I'm very grateful for.
Are you?
as a thoroughbred Texan here, I it gets really, really cold.
Well, I heard it's already 80 degrees in Austin.
Oh, yeah. It's summer day out.
Wow. How about that? Did you bring long underwear and Sorels?
Yeah, I'm going to wear like 20 layers. I think it's the only way I'll be okay.
Well, I've seen several videos at Winter Wintergrass, and sometimes you'll see a singer go.
Oh, yeah.
And then he'll go off stage to huff some oxygen to get back on stage and sing. Yeah, I don't think you guys need oxygen, but.
One of these days.
Well, let's wait 40 years, then tell me about it. How about another tune before I let you guys go?
Sure, yeah.
Great.
We're going to do one called Up Into Roses.
Mm-hmm.
Into the night I'm staying, it's getting later, later. I wake up on the farm and I get made fun of. Go to my favorite places, everyone knows my name here. I feel alone a lot, reach for the bottle. Wintertime tells me lies, shows up and passes by. Before I know it's round summertime. Enter the rite of spring, stripped out of stocking feet, tied to a fledgling tree, set alight.
Austin's answer to Elephant Revival. That's the Deer here in the studios of KDNK and playing tonight over at Steve's Guitar. Wow. Undead and Care They Not by Any Name It's Called, It Felt Like Dying. Huh. Did you read Shakespeare or something?
Do you not?
Good answer. Yeah, it's funny because they're just about to open The Tempest here in Carbondale this Friday. You're just missing it. And I interviewed the director anyway. Oh, so you guys kind of fit right in there with Shakespeare and all of that. That's that's a great thing. Yeah, you're already successful as far as I'm concerned. Does it feel that way to you guys?
It really does.
Does it? Nice.
Well, we get to do what we love all the time. So it's pretty magic.
Wow. Well, I think you've got the right attitude. That's great. Hey, thanks for dropping by KDNK.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. The CD sounds great, and good luck to you. And I hope you get over to Crested Butte tomorrow night safely.
Thank you. Yes.
And knock the socks off tonight over at Steve's Guitars.
You bet.
Stay with us. More to come on today's Beyond Beyond.